Jayan Chitnis, welcome to SBS Radio. I know this is a very, very difficult time for your family. Today, it's exactly a week since your son has been missing, Tej. Tell us a little bit more about what you've learned from the police so far.
Well, the only lead we've had so far is that his phone pinged in the vicinity of Healesville, which was around 11:45 on Wednesday. That's the day he is vanished. Mm-hmm. That was the only lead we got, and so all of us went and combed the area and to see visually if we can find the car, and we did a lot of door knocking because it is a very large area. We put up a lot of posters and walked through a lot of the places to physically see if the car is visible anywhere, because that would have been the first clue that he's around in that area if we can find the car. Mm. Right now, the car hasn't been found. Obviously, Tej hasn't been found. His phone has been switched off, and there has been no activity on his debit card or his bank account. So, it being the sixth day, we really fear for Tej. No one can survive there unless he's had some external help to be there without any food or any sort of money to last in those areas for 6 days. Now, the fact that we've had this last ping in that area, it's a week old, and by the time we learned of it, it was on a Friday. So he could have been anywhere, or any harm has come to him. We have no idea where he is now. And the longer the time passes between not finding him, the more grave fears we have for his safety. We don't know whether it was he who was run away, or some harm has come to him, or is there someone helping him. We have absolutely no clue, nor does the police. And they seem to act only on leads. Now, this was the last lead, which is a week old. Mm. After that, they have just scaled down their investigation because they don't know where else to look.
Are they still treating it as a missing person? Or
yes, as far as I know, they are still treating it as a missing person. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, we had someone who called in. We have a Facebook page which says, "Let's help get Tej back." Yes. And there was some person from Healesville who'd seen the posters, and he'd called back to say, "I think I remember seeing this car in Healesville parked on the side of the road, and the time frame is very much close to where the ping was heard in Healesville." So it just confirms that he did go in that direction.
Is it usual for him to go there, and that morning last Wednesday?
Not really, because he left the house telling us that he was going into the city of Melbourne. We are about 20 kilometers away from proper CBD.
Yes.
Now, Healesville is in the exact opposite direction.
Has he been there before? Would you know why?
He has been there not on a regular basis. We've been there on picnics or whatever, you know, on the weekend. And it's not that he would go there normally. If it was a picnic or a family outing, he would go there. The Healesville Sanctuary is there and what have you. But it was not a place that you would visit regularly. There was no reason to.
Jayant, describe Tej for us as a young man. He's 22 years old.
He's 22 years old. He has finished his science degree at Deakin. He attended the campuses in Burwood and Geelong. Mm. He was looking to do some postgraduate studies. And I might as well add that he was a little confused as what he wanted to do further. Mm. That was his dilemma, I think. And he must have put a little pressure on himself to say, what am I going to... He wasn't too sure what direction he was going to take with his studies further. So that is the only thing I would think was troubling him. Other than that, he was a very kind-hearted, punctual, good kid, well-behaved. He used to work about 3 or 4 days at office works in our locality, mm-hmm. and generally liked by everyone around.
And within the family as well, I believe you had a family celebration planned for that evening.
Yes. The fact that evening we were to meet for a special dinner and mm-hmm. he didn't turn up is what brought our attention to him being missing. And when he didn't turn up in the evening, at around even at 8 o'clock, we went to the police station to register a missing person thing. And we were told there that he is 22 years old, he's an adult, so most people who get missing come back in 24 hours, so we will worry about it after 24 hours.
What has the police response been for you so far, and what do you have to say about the way the police has handled it?
Well, the police has been trying to be good, but it's quite frustrating that there's not enough, and there are no results because they don't have any leads. Mm. And the way it is structured and the way they work, because most of this work is done by uniformed police at the Forest Hill Police Station. Mm. So they work on a 24/7 roster. Each one does an 8-hour shift. And so we speak to a different sergeant every time we go in there. Mm. And we got to apprise him of what has happened so far and the whole case history. Every time we meet someone new, we have to fill him up. Yeah. Maybe that's a ploy for them to find out if we are consistent with the things we have been telling them. But it's 6 weeks now. They should have established by now that, yes, we are telling them the truth.
6 days, 7 days actually.
7 days, yes. Now, yes. Yeah. So, and the longer it takes to find whatever, we are really fearful for Tej now.
I understand. I'm a mother myself, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there who are parents. I think it's every parent's worst nightmare to hear about. So how is your family coping, Jayant, you and Reva? How are you doing?
Well, I'll be lying to say if I'm okay. It's very distressing, and the longer it takes, it's just the fear of not knowing what has happened, to live with it every single day. In the sense, it's frustrating because all that media effort that we put in, that broader community has helped us a lot. We've put on flyers from one end to the other, from Geelong to Eltham and from Coburg right up to Lake Mountain and Marysville and all. But nothing has come of it. There has been so much media exposure. We've got interviews on TV programs. We've got done interviews on radio. We've done things on print media as well as online, but there has been no result after all that, which is the frustrating. I'm sure no one can just vanish off the face of this earth without if the car hasn't been found. Obviously, Tej hasn't been found, and it's very hard to deal with that, not knowing what has happened.
I think all of us can relate to that, but I believe you've had some fantastic support from your friends, and like you mentioned,
we have lots of friends, yes, and they have been with us all along. They're all worried. But now we don't know where else to do. What else can we do other than getting more exposure in the media, trying to appeal to the broader community to jog people's memories if they have seen something? Because from what I know, Australians are very socially conscious and very well-intentioned and minded. So I'm sure someone has seen something. I'm just hoping and praying that we do hear something that, okay, I saw this one at this end, and we can take the investigation further. Because if the police don't have any more leads, they don't know where to look. And the longer it takes, the less resources are put towards this investigation. It just becomes yet another missing person.
Just to wrap up, Jayant, anything you'd like to say to the community at large and also to Tej if he happens to listen? Somehow.
Well, to the community at large, we are ever so grateful and thankful for all the help, and we wish they can continue looking out for us on Tej. And to Tej, I would like to say we love you very much. Just let us know that you're okay, and we'll be fine with that. And we would love to have you back home. That's all I can say.
Absolutely, we can understand that. And with Mother's Day approaching, as a mother myself, I do hope that Reva and you and your whole family are able to celebrate with your son. All the best to you from all
of our
listeners.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much. And I really appreciate this. And in general, the Indian and the broader community, they have been a great help. Thank you very much.
SBS. SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS.
SBS
Radio.